commence primary ignition.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to yet another X-Wing podcast. I'm your host, Pete Lambro, joined this week and every week by Chris Daniel. Chris, how you doing, bud?
I'm on fire, man. Dare I say, and fuego.
Have you actually started winning X-Wing games or something?
Oh, actually, I won online, believe it or not.
Internet?
With the fan list, yeah.
You know, and I have to tell you, if you win on the internet, you don't win in real life. It's not like The Matrix.
That's exactly. It's exactly that.
You want to jump right into this? No, we can't.
Yeah,
Chris, illegal because this podcast starts Star Wars question of the week.
That's right. And not the strong.
I was told in the pre-show that you have the boring question.
Yes, this is going to be the most exciting Star Wars question we've ever had. It might be the Star Wars question of the year.
Of the millennium.
All right, here you go. You sitting down? All right.
Always.
All right, here we go. If you could take any Star Wars character out to dinner, who would you take and where would you take them?
That is a good...
Really? Oh, all right. I thought I wasn't sure if it was going to be good or not. I got to put some... I haven't even thought about it. I kind of thought about it, but I haven't really.
So I have... I obviously have a follow-up question.
Of course. You never have follow-up questions.
Never. I know. It's unprecedented. But my question is...
You could take him to a Star Wars place or like...
That's my question. Am I going to a Star Wars restaurant or am I going to a real world, like an Earth restaurant?
I think it would be funnier if you took him to a real world place. But if you could think of a Star Wars spot, then because I'm trying to think of Star Wars spots.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I was thinking of that spot where there's Zam... was trying to run into, and it was looked like they had the bar on and they had some sports games on, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I'm just deciding which character I'm bringing to Dex's Diner.
I bet you they have good breakfast. I bet you they make a killer, like blue eggs and ham or something.
Fucking Dex has Space Denver omelets on the menu. Like, you know it.
A little Chewbacca cappuccino. A Chewbacca chino.
Yeah, right?
A Chewbacca chino. That's it. That's it. I'm sold.
Yeah, you see all the other patrons, like Dex walks around with his four arms and four pots of coffee and people just like cover up their cup. They're like, no, I'm good. He's coming around giving refills of coffee.
I feel like Lando and for some reason Chopper would be interesting guests to have dinner with.
Well, do you speak Astromech? Like, are you able to understand Chopper in this scenario?
In this exact scenario, me and Chopper can have full-blown conversations.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, Chopper would be great. I feel like R2, in that same vein, would be a great dinner guest because he's seen so much.
That's true.
But he doesn't eat, which is weird. I would feel weird eating with the drinks.
Maybe give him a little oil. We oil them up, you know? Give him a little like premium oil.
He doesn't drink the oil, does he?
Yeah, they gotta have something, right? Like sometimes they might have that, like that Exxon oil, and then they might have like the really, like if you're on a budget, if it's a bad week, you missed the commission's check, they're gonna have that like that really crappy oil, like it has Joe Bob's oil change and sandwiches gas station, where you're like, oh man, I gotta get gas here.
All right.
You know, you're gonna get him the good gas.
The real world answer is I would bring Mando, Grogu, and the rest of the Mando clan to the Olive Garden.
Oh my God. That there's going to be a shootout in there. Are you kidding me?
No. They're so big on the clan and family. And when you're here, your family, bring them to the Olive Garden. Bottomless pasta, salad, and breadsticks. Everyone's leaving. Like, you know, Grogu can pack it away. You've seen that man eat frogs, frog eggs, whatever.
See,
that taffy he ate that one episode was.
I want to bring Grogu to like a Hale and Hearty soup. You ever been to Hale and Hardy soup?
Dude, I used to. That's a very. I feel like it's a very regional thing. I used to work across the street from a Hale and Hardy. I think they're in Boston. They're mostly in cities.
Only like Northeast or big cities, maybe.
Yeah. So Hale and Hardy is like a. For those who don't know, Hale and Hardy is a soup, like a quick to go soup place. I used to get from Hale and Hardy. I used to get lunch there. Basically three times a week when I had my old job because it was across the street. Yeah. And you can do like a half sandwich. Yeah, it's even more expensive now. Mm-hmm. But you can do like a half sandwich and stuff too. So I used to get especially during the winter, they did like a grilled cheese on like ciabatta.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they would like put it in the panini. I would get like a half a grilled cheese and like a tomato soup. Oh, so good. And in the summer, they had like a summer corn chowder that was rad. I used to eat a lot of Hale and Hardy.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't eat it as much, but like I loved that spot. Like they had certain soups that were just amazing. If it was semi-cold, I wouldn't even bother sometimes because the line would be so long.
Yeah. Turkey chili from there, always good.
Mm-hmm. Now I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
That is
evil, now I'm hungry. Kinda. It's terrible. Yeah.
Well, this might you might lose your appetite after this.
Okay.
What? Let's say you're in the far reaches in the outer realm or somewhere, right? Your thing is very even more conniving and scum and villainy more than ever.
Sure, lawless, a lawless land.
Very lawless.
Got it. Now, Lucy Lawless.
Yes. What would be like an endangered maybe species or some type of food that would be illegal in most of the galaxy, except here. Like, for example, man, like,
I know
like a Wookiee sandwich or something like
that. No, fuck that. I'm eating Purgil, the fucking hyperspace whales. I'm getting me a hyperspace whale fillet. That's the point of the question is horrible. The whole premise is horrible. What are you talking about?
Oh,
don't come at me for wanting to eat the endangered space whale. You just said... You're trying to eat Chewbacca?
Yeah, well, you know, a little, I don't know, you know.
I would also, from Ahsoka, I would also eat one of those turtle guys that hang out with Ezra.
Oh, I bet you they're good. I bet you they're good.
I'm saying, like I bet they like crabs.
A little honey mustard, you know?
But
the Purgle?
No, yeah, you got to dip them in hot butter, melted butter.
That Purgle.
They're like crab creatures.
That's messed up. You're low. You're low of the low.
The whole question was messed up. I'm with you.
That's horrible. You know, I wonder if they have Purgil in the Nordic.
honestly, maybe they might have. Yeah. You might be able to eat whale over there. I guess.
Yeah,
over in Stockholm, Sweden.
Hey, oh, Sweden.
Swedish Sweden. Fish. Those aren't made of real fish.
Swedish Purgil. They have the purgles.
I would love that. I would love if Disney was that good. Oh, you know, I'm going to Disney World, Chris, in T-minus like 28 days.
You're lucky. I should go and crash.
I'm about to be broke is what I am. but can you imagine if Disney had like Swedish fish, but they were called like Swedish Purgle?
Swedish Purgle.
They were like gummy Purgles. That would
they
be
could
so
put
good.
Little, you have to buy a bat. If you see that.
They definitely do not. To be clear, there's no way they have that.
You never know. They might make it like cutesy and kidsy, you know?
Maybe. But I'm really excited, and I know you told me I'm going to keep an eye out for any cool looking First Order gear.
Yes,
maybe a hat. You said,
oh yeah, that
you're thinking
be
like
great.
You want like a baseball cap,
I'm
or open. You want like you want you like a first off First
a
Order base, officer.
A baseball
kind of
cap would be cool. A First Order cap, I don't know. I'd have to be in a really silly mood to wear that. But
a baseball cap with
like just like an
just
FO sign
logo on it.
Yeah, or something good. Something that's not too outlandish. But yeah, that would be
right. Something you could wear out normal, and if like people get it, they get it. But if not, it's not like I'm a huge nerd sign.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't mind the nerd title, except when I went there, the FO shirts they had like this plastic on them, so it was like cotton and then plastic like on parts of it. And I was like, that's just kind of uncomfortable.
That sounds awful. Like, you know, like when you get a shirt, like a novelty shirt with like a big logo on it, and it's like hot and it just sticks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ain't good. I'll keep my eye out. I'll see what they got going on. But
You do that.
We're not going to Florida right now. We're going to Sweden.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
Stockholm, Sweden. Hey. Where they had this past weekend, they had the Nordic World Open qualifier. This was a world's qualifier. We had 53 players here. Great turnout. Real exciting stuff. And we're going to talk about a couple of the lists here. Not too many.
That's a lot of people, actually. Wow.
But, 53. But we got to talk about your best booze, your number one, the worst order. The first order was the winners of this. Fawn Longalon. We were just talking about this pre-show. Formerly, the scourge of the spam tax was Fawn flying the
six Nantex.
Yeah, the six Nantex on all the GSP events. That was Fawn.
He obviously copied James Weber, who came up with the Nantex.
Obviously, yeah. Fawn is the winner, and I want you to read out this FO list. I want you to tell me all about it. Tell me why it's good.
It's good because he flew it. But it has Midnight with Predator and Cracky. Malaris with Cluster. Basically, a lot of what you see is like the kind of go-to. So it's how we put it together and how he flew it. But a Whirlwind with Marksmanship, Fanatical, Cluster Missiles, Advanced Optics, and Enhanced Jamming Suite. So you got a jammer there, good movement, initiative 3. Turns to a 6. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
So Whirlwind's the one who can, he removes the jams and then gets focuses for like how many arcs he's in, right?
Yeah. I got 6 earlier. I played it earlier. I was like, this is stupid. I got 6 focus tokens. Well, I got 5 focus tokens. Oh, okay. And then I had one already. Kylo in the Whisper. So as you would say, a Wylo. With Instinctive Aim, Proud Tradition, Concussion Missiles, Advanced Optics, and Enhanced Jamming Suite. That's the more, I would say, probably the more efficient one.
Yes.
Like a little stable. I don't know what you want to call it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, consistent. Like this is that's the Kylo build. I think I would, I don't fly FO, as you know, and I'm nothing opposed to them. I just, I looked at my shelf and I'm like, I have too many factions on the shelf. I can't buy FO stuff.
No, but, I don't blame you.
Yeah, so yeah, I like this Kylo because, like, no matter what, he can throw 3 dice. He's got 3 force, so it's whatever.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good. This is seems like a good Kylo. Turn around, get your focus token. Still, like, I'm into it.
The other one is basically you. It's the more the Proud Tradition one. You know, it's you'd have Pattern Analyzer, you'd have Predator, you'd have Malice. So what people would do is you get in close, jam, then you do a K-turn or whatever, you're behind them, you do Pattern Analyzer, focus jam, then you're hopefully getting bullseye. That one is more fun to me personally, but...
Yeah, okay. I mean, efficient. I can see the fun there.
Yeah, that this is just more efficient, the bottom line. Yeah. More consistent. And then you round it out with Quick Draw with Swarm Tactics, Fanatical, targeting synchronizers so Whirlwind can get her cluster missiles, and then a free Special Forces gunner, and then FCS. It was good, man.
Yeah, you know, this is actually interesting because one of our local newer players was asking about loading out FO ships. As you know, you saw on our...
Is that David? Shout out to David.
Yeah, shout out to David. On the New York City Discord, he was asking about loading out stuff. And I looked at the list he posted, and I was like, I don't know how to load out these ships, honest to God. Like, I don't know. Like, looking at this Quick Draw, a lot of it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And you know, looking at this is, I'm in no way ragging on the new player, on David, who is like a very new player. But like some things were obvious to me, like when he like dropped them in the chat, I was like, hey, you know, swap your First Order Provocateur for Ember, right? You get better initiative, you get an ability, it's the same cost, you get more loadout. Like, that's an, like, even me, a non-FO player, I'm like, I know that. I'm like, don't do that. Don't hamstring yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And on Quick Draw, he didn't have Special Forces Gunner, so I was like, you got to have Special Forces Gunner, right? It's free. It's like the premier upgrade for the SFs. Like, you got to do it, right? But like outside of that, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing with FO. Right? And then thankfully, you chimed in and gave him good advice.
Playing, like, you know, and I, honestly, half the time, sometimes I see something else post something online, and then I'm like just mimicking it, you know, or I just come up with a little something, something.
Yeah. But, yeah. Well, you just have more experience with these ships. Yeah. So tell me how you fly this thing.
what I find interesting is he had, well, he basically kept, you keep Cutie and Whirlwind together. That way they could do the swarm tactics. Mm-hmm. And then Malorus, like, right there with them. That way you could get two ships doing cluster missiles. He had Midnight, like, around the middle, just, like, you know, going to either one side or the other. And then Kylo on the other side, just basically playing flank or playing a carrot. And I've tried this, like, something similar, I'm sure. But I think I was messing up, like, the Malorus, because had him too close. Maybe I was bumping. But he flew right. This really good. He has Midnight with Predator and Crackshot. And he kept the Midnight a little bit flexible, like, near the middle. That way he could go sway towards one side or the other. But I know when I tried it online afterwards, like, I can't remember if he got Cracky off. But I've surprisingly got Predator and Crackshot off a couple times, actually, the times I tried it, actually. So, I mean, if you think about it, all these guys are shooting at fives and sixes. They could take away, yeah. They could take away some, they have some jamming capabilities, and they could all move fast.
Well, in so for Midnight, you have to have the target lock in order to turn off the mods, right?
For Midnight,
Midnight's yes, ability, yes, right? Yeah, yes. It's not just a. It's not always on. Like, it's not so like Dark Curse. You can't mod up, against yeah. Dark Curse ever.
Period.
Right. Mm-hmm. Period. Yeah. But Midnight is conditional. You need the lock. But then again, Midnight's, you know,
Dark Curse is an extra point. Dark Curse. Yeah,
Midnight's
is four
only
points.
3 points, huh?
Yeah, Midnight's only 3 points, but very little loadout.
still, Crackshot Predator is pretty good.
It's really good. That's so what
isn't
I noticed,
that seven loadout though, like, it's not terrible.
Yeah, I think it's enough that way they can't. I think they've done that way they can't put on shields. They give them
no shield. No shield. Yeah, yeah. Which makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the key for Midnight is you kind of let Midnight do your own little thing alone, and if you're gonna get them in the mix, get them like have them like on a side or like. Not just saying, hi, please shoot me alone, like, which is what I think I did like months ago with Midnight, because you only could target like one ship. So put Midnight in a position where she can get either in and out quick or she has some backup. Interesting. I saw this match, man.
Like, yeah, you were telling me that you watched the stream and you were like, oh, it's very funny. You know, I don't follow a lot of sports, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I, you know, I watch baseball. When the mm-hmm. Mets are playing. And sometimes people will text me during a sports game, like during like a Mets game or something. I'm like, oh my God, did you see that? Oh my God, look at that. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's, you know, talk about it. Right. Like, so that makes sense to me. It's very funny to me though, that I was like not tuned in at all to this event happening. And I was getting just these like hurried texts from you, like a play by play of an X-Wing match that I didn't even know was going on. You're like, oh my God, Fon's going to lose. Oh, he's turning around. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? You're like, FO wins. Ah.
Yeah,
the crowd goes wild.
I was going a bit too excited. It was like, you were right. It was like I was watching the Super Bowl or something.
Well, it was just funny because I went from like not even realizing this event was happening to getting a play by play of the finals. I'm like at a farm with my kids, and you're like, oh my God,
you should be here. Wow, watch everything online.
I'm in Stockholm right now. I'm watching this live.
I'm surrounded by thousands of people on the screen.
So his finals matchup was against Ken here?
Yes, against Ken with Han Solo, Perceptive Copilot, the usual standard super-duper rebel-less with Han, with Perceptive Copilot, Chopper, Biston. You don't see Chopper all the time. Oh, yeah, now, you do, actually.
Hang on, engine answer upgrade. This, though. Mm-hmm. Ken, robot named Ken, isn't that Bartosz?
Yes, it was like two
it is
of
Bartosz,
the heavyweights.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
This was a heavyweight match.
Yeah, and he's a long time. I mean, he made top eight at Worlds with Boy Han, right? So, like, he's a long time Han A-Wing player.
Yeah.
Very talented, right? So, he was there with. I'm going to read his list if that's okay.
He puts the on in Han.
Oh, he got Han Solo with Copilot, Chopper, Biston, Engine Upgrade, Millennium Falcon. You've seen it. You love it. It's good. Then he's got your boy Luke.
Your boy.
Then he's got your boy Hall Oakend, the Y-Wing Hall, who can he's got the precise he was the first iteration of precise astromech where you could double mod the APTs on the Hall.
Great. So, like,
watch out and you're taking an APT to the face, right? Mm-hmm. And then Kaovenzi with Prockets. And then lastly, we have the two-pointer of the faction. We got Sabine with Beskar reinforced plating.
Yeah.
This seems like, not to belittle this in any way because this is a super good list, but this seems like a known quantity style list, right? Like mm-hmm. we've seen this list or
oh yeah,
like very everywhere. Similar variations of the archetype, right?
Like four out of the five ships, if not all five. Yeah, you're seeing. Yeah, you see, yeah, this is one of the most popular.
Hull is the outlier here, right? Because a lot of times that is Wedge, A-Wing, or just some other three-point ship, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see those go in and out, but usually right. it's Han, Luke, K.O., Sabine.
Yep.
And then you mix it up. I was watching this, so man, I turned it on, and I was excited. I can't even remember if I saw. I think I saw the match earlier, or maybe I was skimming through the recording, and then I click on the finals, and then I see FO, and I'm like excited, and then I think I walked away, and I came back, and it was like 14-3 Rebels, and I think that's ooh, when I was boy. Texting like, oh no, I was like, I jinxed them.
It's all over.
I was like, no. But then I'm looking, and then Luke has one health, and I think it had to be Hall Oaken had one health. And I was like, well, hold on a second, man. There's lots of time. I was like, if this guy can take one damage off of each of them, then that's a 9. That's a 9-point swing, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a huge swing. And, well, like, so you see Hall on one health, like, that's a dead Hall. Like, you know he's going to die. If one more shot gets through, he's dead, because that's what Y-Wings do. They got one agility, they're going to die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not even a matter of if, it's a matter of when, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not fast enough to really run effectively.
No, he could go on. I think what he did was maybe he went for a scramble thing or something because probably knew he was going to die.
Yeah.
But I remember Han, good health. QD at the time, good health. And then Kylo from one side all the way started coming into the action from the other side. Luke, this was an error. And then this is where I think comes in, like, God bless these guys for playing long. Everybody knows this. Five matches are already long. And then now if you're in, like, the cut and stuff, you're playing all day. Exhausting. So he set a dial, a Bartosz. He set a dial wrong for Luke.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, and I think honestly, yeah, this is just my judgment. I think if it wasn't being streamed or whatever, maybe I think, or if it wasn't, if it was just like not watched by the entire world or whatever, I think Fawn would probably be like, yeah, just put the right dial,
fix it. Yeah, I mean, honest to God, I do that to people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't offer like crazy amount of takebacks, right? But like, especially if it's maybe not late round, late in the game kind of thing, like pivotal round, but like, you know, it's round one. You've got your just whatever guy, like if your guy's pointing sideways, like, and you're like, oh, I obviously meant to turn my opener. I'm like, just go ahead and do it. Like, I don't care. Like you've gained nothing from doing that. Like, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. So Luke flew off the board, and I don't know if he already used R2 or not, but I think the bottom line is if Luke doesn't fly, I think he flew off the board. I know he died. I don't think he flew from hitting a ship. So I 99.9% sure he flew off the board. If he doesn't, then he could use R2. Maybe it costs another round or two to kill him, right? Which now all your shots could go somewhere else. So that's a 9-point swing. So now it's like an even Steven game. Now this was the really cool part, because I'm thinking like, whoa, now FO is back. KO. And this is the patience. I don't know how, because I've played other people that have this kind of patience, and I don't know if he had the patience, like maybe this was the first opportunity, but I've seen people, long story short, hold on to prockets, hold on to crack shot, so like mid game or end game. And I'm like, I don't agree with that, because I feel like sometimes you may never use it.
But you got to use it or lose it, right? I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he used it. KO, prockets on a full QD. QD has full health and goes down to one health left.
Bonus attack though, right?
No, I don't think she had the bonus attack. I know it didn't make a difference. I know it didn't make a difference. I know it didn't make a difference in regards to the bonus attack. Like, KO was fine. KO was not really in any danger. But QD, that's a 5-point swing now, you know, if QD dies. So I'm like, holy smokes, you just got in the game, and then now you could just get out of the game. Right. I think he had the objectives covered, and then it was like one more round, and then he just, you know, he was so smart, he kept Midnight kind of in the mix, getting the Falcon to bump. That way he couldn't shoot at QD from far away. And then I think he just got either got it with points or he killed KO. I can't remember the very end game. But it was so close. It was down to like the last like round. Like it was such an exciting finals, which it's so good because sometimes we see finals and we're like, oh, man, really? This is how the finals is? You know, this sucks. This was the total opposite. It was super exciting. Solid matches.
What was the scenario for the final?
I'm 99.9% sure it was Scramble. Pretty sure it was Scramble.
Okay, that's one of my favorites. I'm into that. I feel like we've had a lot of like chance engagement finals for some reason. Like
that sucks. Then yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's a valid scenario, right? So it's like whatever. But like, I do think it's really interesting. Wasn't Worlds right? Worlds was a chance, right?
Yeah, Worlds was chance, and it was like Mirror. Oh no, I can't remember. I'm thinking of Nova. Yeah.
But it was chance. It was chance at Worlds. And I do remember feeling a little disappointed because this is like the first Worlds. We've really done a big shakeup of the game. And it's like, and it doesn't have every element of that shakeup present, right? Mm-hmm. Because the scenario is so similar to older X-Wing. But anyway,
yeah.
That's exciting. I'm going to try it. Where did you watch this final? Where could I watch like a replay of it?
That's a Who good was question. Let me go on because it wasn't one of the normal ones.
It's not like Squadron? GSP was.
I think it's Viper Squadron.
Viper Squadron Crispy's gang from
the
Florida?
7th Fleet, 23rd. My Viper Squadron is the last thing that it looks like I clicked on.
Yeah. Well, if you find it, let me know. Maybe we'll drop a link in the show notes. Any other lists you see that seem interesting in here?
Not Viper Squadron. You're right. I'll find out.
That seemed like fun from this Nordic qualifier. Something I want to point out is other than the winner, right? Mm-hmm. Like if I'm looking at the top, 12, 13 lists, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like it's a vast majority are Rebels, Republic, and Resistance, like all those like good guy factions.
Yeah.
Right? Like I see there's one FO who won. There's one Empire. And it was a rack countdown and some bombers. Only one CIS, double fire spray CIS, which is cool.
Deathfire with proxies. Very
That's different. Old school Deathfire.
Yeah.
Another Empire further down, another FO. 1, 2 scum only?
Mm-hmm.
3 scum maybe? Anyway, just like really, really lopsided faction representation, right? Which is, I mean, it's not bad. Like people are excited by like the Rebels are doing good, right? And people are excited to play Rebels, but like it is interesting to see. Surely they have a meta, like their own meta in Stockholm, right? And it's interesting to see glimpses of what that meta might be.
Yeah. And what might work. Found that real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me.
Well, I was just gonna say it's Team Kulex, C-U-L-E-X, on YouTube, believe it or not.
Team Kulex.
Watch
on
it
YouTube.
There. AMG right, Star
I'll
Wars.
I'll say, I am interested. Your play-by-play has gotten me interested in watching it, and I kind of want to check it out.
It was pretty cool.
Here's a weird...
I like the number 8 one.
So what I think is interesting is, so I'm looking at this Empire player, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going down looking at the other Empire player, and... Only down with the fourth, 1 out of 4 Empire players are using the new standard loadout bombers. Everyone else is using the customized bombers. And I think that's really interesting because I have found the standard loadout Tomax and Deathfire to be so good and such a worthwhile change that I'm just really surprised to see people continue. Like, you know, is the saturation salvo barrage rocket like that much more consistent, I suppose, than the other stuff? I don't know.
It's I think it's strong. You know what it is? It's, I don't know, I'm going to insult a lot of people, but no, it's, please. I just insult think it's a little less brain power. You have a barrage, all you got to do is get a focus, and then on top of that, I'm making you reroll stuff.
Yeah, that's. You know? I mean, that's fair. I really like Tomax though for the double modded plasma torp at I5. Feels so strong against. There's so much shields, right? Like the top tables, everybody's got shields except for Sabine. Like all these ships are shielded, right? And it's like having the thing to strip the extra shield on that first engage is like super powerful.
Oh, right? I love it.
Yeah, it's really likely you're getting at least one hit through, and then you're automatically just getting another one through, right?
Yeah, he's solid. And then on top of that, you have Deathfire that can launch a proton bomb after you've moved the three. So you're talking about a potential, what is that, like a 7 forward?
it's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I find those more fun. I do like this non kind of meta, the number 8 by Bizzy. Bizzy, nobody beats the biz. Nobody beats the biz.
It's nobody beats the Wiz, isn't it?
Yeah. Han Solo with Biston, Perceptive Copilot, and Trick Shot. I'm sure he had the title in there. Oh, no, he doesn't have the title because Lando is there with the Falcon, with Ezra, K2SO,
Double
Numb.
Falcon.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, man. That's kind of cool. And Hopeful. He has Ezra. So if he's stressed, or maybe he's just trying to get a force, I guess. Wedge with Elusive, Marksmanship, A-Wing Wedge, and then KO, another A-Wing. Which, the A-Wings are cool, man.
You know what's interesting, right? He's got Ezra and K2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no engine upgrade. And Nien, right? Mm-hmm. So I would bet, having not seen anything, if someone gave me that build, I would say Lando's going to give himself the Lando action 9 times out of it. They gave himself the Lando action, but also... K2 himself, right? So he's got a force. He gives himself the K2 blue calc, does a blue all the time, and then he can target lock and then boost, and then he is stressed for Ezra's ability.
Oh,
he has
man.
Two eyeball mods. He's got a target lock. Like, that's a powerhouse of a ship there, right?
That's mean. You're mean.
I speak rebel, I guess.
Nobody beats the biz. You're a mean guy, by the way. That's slick, actually. That's a lot of help.
That's going to be A-Wing Wedge with him, right? That's Wedge Antilles A-Wing, right?
Yeah.
Elusive marksmanship. Wedge. Yeah. It's good. Well, no, I mean, it's going to be the baby Wedge, I-4 A-Wing, right?
A-Wing Wedge, sorry.
Oh, man, we got to get the guy. I can't wait for that Endor pack, man.
I don't know what this is. Any word it's on gotta the, be. Any of any your minute. Inside, any of the Pete, Sneaky Pete inside resources could tell us?
Yeah. I spoke to my uncle who works at AMG. He said, everyone else has the pack now except you.
Damn it, Jim. I'm just a doctor. So I guess you have to kill Wedge in this list because KO is going to be annoying as hell. Alone.
You got to kill one of them. Right, like, Lando, this Lando is good, but he's supremely killable. Right, he doesn't have the rerolls that Han gets. He doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't get all the. He's no regen. Even Han here is killable, right? You just gotta focus fire one of the Falcons. And a lot of times, and if you're, you know, Lando being I5 is kind of a liability, right?
That means still 5.
No, I know, but there's just some, like, think about some of the lists I've been flying, like the Empire.
So he's going to get hit. I see what you're saying.
It's all I5 stuff, right? Like, yeah. Han can arc dodge, right? Lando can sometimes arc dodge. And the other thing about Lando is he is he's relatively predictable. So, like, you block him and it turns off all that good stuff. You know?
So I bet you he leads with Wedge. So it's like, yeah, maybe he
as
has
like a
wedge.
Blocker, right?
Yeah, it's blocking. Like,
it is an interesting list. I would love to see Double Falcon on the table. Like, that'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, what do I know? This guy made top 8 at a Worlds qualifier, and I'm over here coming fucking dead last and stuff.
Yeah. Well, no, you do better than that. But
shut up. Anyway,
you were 3-1 last time.
Huh?
You were 3-1. I think the last time.
I think I'm in 3. I've been 3-1 the past couple tournaments that I've been to.
Yeah.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride, Christopher. Oh, man, I love seeing this. Do I dip my toe into double fire spray CIS? Because I see this a lot.
I can't believe you touched upon that. If I was Vegas, I was betting money you were going to go to another store championship. And all I was doing was looking at that CIS list and saying, damn, man, people are getting far with this and it's fun. I'm sure it's fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fun too. You know what? This is so stupid. I don't like Django, right? I don't like Django. The Django ship.
That's not the heck. Is it just because he went out like that against Mace? Is you traumatized?
Oh, no, no. Django character's fine. No, Django character's fine. I don't like flying Django. I really like flying Boba, right? Like Boba Fett is the fucking boss and I love him.
I'll tell you why. I like flying them, but I wasn't ingrained with flying the original, like the Boba fire sprays and the double fire sprays. I wasn't ingrained that. That wasn't routine for me. So I don't have a set way of flying my fire sprays is what I'm saying. So I'm fine with flying Django because I'm like, oh, it's kind of new for my people that are used to flying Boba a certain way, like the scum fire sprays. Sometimes they have a harder time transitioning to flying like Django because Django is a certain style. You're really trying to get those blues in, you know? I should try that list, man. I think Becker try that?
Yeah, I should try it too, just for have a good. I mean, I have fire sprays. I love Dirge. CIS Dirge is so fun. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I might even switch up some of this loadout here, right? Like,
I love Zam.
I never flew Zam because Zam, when I was getting into CIS, Zam was kind of in timeout price wise.
Mm. Zam is great.
Because Zam and Django are both 8 points, right?
Yeah.
It's 8-8 and 4. I like that spread too.
Wham, bam. Thank you, Zam.
That's what they say in.
No bombs.
No veteran tail on Django is surprising.
I guess he's banking on that FTC.
Yeah, but that's a clean swap right there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what do I know? What do I know, Christopher? Nothing. That's what.
FTC helps. But yeah.
It does. It does help.
On to the next one. Where do you want to travel now? This is like, we get to do like virtual tours around the universe.
Yeah, the known universe. The whole galaxy.
Yes.
Well, you pointed out this Game Wizard and Blue Sky Hobbies X-Wing Store Championship. We're back. This is in Washington.
Came back to the boring USA. There we go.
Washington State, right?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to steal your thunder here.
But no. I think you should say it because you're going to say the name of the guy.
I want to read. You know exactly where I'm going, don't you?
Yep. It's like we do a podcast together or something.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's like we talked about it all the fucking time. Anyway, Jolly Longfellow came second.
Jolly Longfellow. What a name.
That was everybody's favorite character from the movies. Jolly Longfellow came second place with FO Bombers. Where's get Crispy on the horn right now? We got Grudge with Electro Chaff Missile, Skilled Bombardier, and Concussion Bombs. He's got Commander Malorus with Magpulse, which I like that. I love Magpulse warheads. I think that's cool. I know Cluster's better, but I like Magpulse, right?
Well, it depends. They're both very good.
Blackout, Trick Shot, Sensor Scrambler, Plasma Torp.
Oh, he went balls out with a trick shot. Wow.
Lieutenant Gaelic with Squad Leader and Jamming Beam. Love and then that. Kylo Ren, who is a Kylo friend to me. This is Wylo with Shattering Shot, Instinctive Aim, Trick Shot, Concussion Missiles, Enhanced Jamming Suite. Now,
Patty, how do you fly this, Pete? Because you fly First Order all the time.
I'm an FO old head, so I don't want to give away all the secrets. Actually, I have a specific question, though, for you.
Okay.
So Blackout's the only silencer here, right?
Yes.
Don't you want sensitive controls on Blackout so you can park in front of a rock and then get out of the way on your own?
Not over sensors. Oh, no, he could just put that on.
It's just a config. Can't he just throw it on there?
Yes, but there's a little learning curve to that. So if you're not used to that,
I suppose, and then
I think maybe to get out of dodge, like maybe he finds more useful the double repositioning rather than just the sensitive controls. Then you're also a little more predictable because you have to do a blue maneuver if you do that. Like yeah, I think he's picking maneuverability over the ability of Blackout getting that asteroid thing.
Oh yeah,
and
but He leans so into it with the trick shot. It's like,
yeah,
park blackout behind a rock and then just barrel roll away and then you're fine.
Then I guess what else would he do with 4 points though with trick shot? You know, that's the other question. It's like, does he find a better use? You know, Merce, actually, you know what? I'd probably put like Predator or Cracky on there maybe.
I was going to say Elusive, right?
Yeah. Elusive is good, but just I mean, I wouldn't do it.
Elusive is good, but it's bullshit and I hate it.
You know what it is? It's expensive, you know. Stop. Sorry, it's my cat's being rambunctious. This is interesting though, because people, even Crispy, were going back and forth with, I was trying to come up with lists and I was like, oh, Gaelic with HLC. And then it was like, you know what? If he's really not gonna hit, make him a freaking make him a coordinator.
What am I missing here? Did he not spend all of his loadout on
for blackout?
Blackout, he's got 2 extra loadout.
Maybe there's not a space. Maybe it's not a space.
No, he's got a tech upgrade and a missile upgrade. There's not really anything he could put on here. He could put biohex script codes, I guess.
That's never coming
in. But like, who cares?
Right. Yeah. But you have Gaelic to give extra, to give them basically actions, I guess. Wait, come on, you're getting the shaft.
Gaelic's got
squad
leader, right? So he coordinates blackout. If he needs to like park himself behind a rock or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is a really cool. I love seeing Grudge there. Right. I think the FO bombers are cool and weird and different. And they've been in timeout since the Chaff missile crisis of 2022.
So I have a list that this was why I got excited when I saw this, because I was like, I miss flying those bombers, you know?
Loved them. You were so good. There's just nothing I remember more than your classic opener of 3 sloop on like turn 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Drop a bunch of bombs. Yeah, I got your number. I know you do that.
Yeah, I used to do that. So I was trying to make a bomber list. I came up with that same Grudge. And then I was like, Von Rigg, Wylo, Malaris, and then I didn't know what to do with it. I had DT, but now I would do a Midnight Predator problem. No, I think you still need a 3-point hitter. But my point was being like, I was thinking like, how the heck would I line up Grudge to throw the shaft, and then he has to turn, and if you follow him, you get concussions. My thing was, how am I going to line up everyone else to not be hit by my own damn concussions?
yeah, right.
And I'm sure Jolly Longfellow,
Jolly Longfellow didn't come second by bombing himself. I'll tell you
exactly.
That
yeah, I'm sure he came up with a solid strategy. So shout out to you, man. Shout out to you.
The one thing I want to point out on the winning list, which I think is interesting and different, is it's a rebel list. So it's it's Han, Luke, Hall, Oaken, and Nora Wexley Y-wing.
Nora. Wow.
Nora Y-Wing. With Nora's got a lot on her, too. Look at this. R4 Astro, veteran turret gunner, afterburners, and ion cannon turret. That's how much loadout does Nora have?
She's probably, is she 4 or 5 points?
She's 5 points, I'm sure. Whew. Nora is 5 points with 18 loadout. That's nutty.
Wow.
But I5, that ability's really good, right?
Like, ability's very good because you're adding that result.
Adding the evade. Yeah. Exactly. Huge deal. Very into that. Like, I love seeing some of this off stuff. Like, then we got another little off-meta.
Hold on a second.
Empire.
Hold on a second.
Sorry.
That's really mean. Because if you think about it, Nora and Hall, 2 Y-Wings, they're chunky. They're going right into the fight, right? Mm-hmm. To get Nora's ability. They're getting right into the fight. Like, you're jamming your Y-Wing right in there. And then you have Han and Luke shooting from afar, so...
Right, and you can't ignore the Y-Wings, because, again, ignore Hall Oakend and get APT'd.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Nora's shooting twice, and one of them's an ion cannon. So if she's in range 1, that's a 4-dice attack with an ion cannon. That's a pretty interesting build.
And ionization is less deadly, because you don't have to go all pure straight, but turn off your locks is deadly in its own way.
Yeah. Shout out to Ox... for winning.
I can't say that name. Yeah. Thanks, Roll Better for the continued names. I wanted to point out this Empire list. You came 4th at Atudea's list. Standard loadout, Tomax and Deathfire. Fine. Oof. We got Vader, Black Squadron Ace. But here we go. In the middle, we got Del Mico. When's the last time you saw Del Mico on the table?
It's like quarter to never. Let me look at my watch.
It's Inferno Squad's back, baby.
With an ion cannon. Wow.
Yeah, right? And elusive. And then Larir is the one we were talking about, the bendy barrel roll guy.
Yeah, very cool. He seems like a fun interceptor to fly.
Yep. Look at this. Scum came fifth. Read this scum list.
By Jay Churchman. The religious guy?
Yes. I believe his name is Joe.
Fenrau, the real Fenrau, please stand up, not the Rebel one. Even though Rebel one, I think, I can't say that anymore. I was going to say the Rebel one gets played more, but I think Rebel Fangs were getting played more, but that's just Rebels are being played more anyway. But I digress. Yeah. Fenrau, Predator, Fearless, Mando Optics, Beskar, Reinforced Plating. OT, baby. OT. Old Terok with Fearless, Cracky, and Beskar Reinforced Plating. Dirge with Fearless. I love Dirge with Fearless. I think that's underused on these Rogue Squadron ships, whatever you call them, the Dirge ships. But Dirge with Fearless, Proton Cannons, and Contraband. Lima Kai.
Good. I was going to say, don't forget the Dirge Fearless thing. If you have range one, a lot of times you have Bullseye, which means you have Fearless, and then you have Dead to Rights.
Yeah, that's
Don't forget Dead to Rights. It's so good.
I feel like, you get Dirge, you're like, oh, okay, I can't get the Proton Cannon, but now I'm going to boost focus and maybe have you in my front. Lee Mackay, no idea how to fly her, but everyone's using it and having some success. And then Bossk.
She's 3 points, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Bossk with the Deadeye shot. That's kind of interesting.
I get it, right? But it's a little nonbo, right? With the Bossk ability.
Yeah. But let me tell you.
You want to get the crit and then use the crit to split into multiple hits, right?
Yes. Or do you want to help out your buddies? I think I was playing freaking... I think it may have been Joaquin. I'm not sure, but I know I played somebody where I was like, that shit is whack. Who has Deadeye shot? Why do you have that? And then.
Exactly. The crit, and then you spend the crit. Yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden I'm flipping over a card. I think that's what the Deadeye shot does.
That's what the Deadeye shot does. It exposes the card. If you're in Bullseye and you can spend a crit down to a hit. So it combos with marksmanship.
Right. Yeah. And there you go. So it was like, this guy had me. There was a shot. I think there was no way he would have got it through. But now I'm flipping over cards. So, and that's only a point, I think. So,
yeah, it's 1 point. It actually leaves an open point on Bossk. Bossk has 3 lowdown. This only uses 2. Yeah. Diablo here. I think this is someone named Tim, who I think is a listener. So, hi, Tim.
Tim.
I'm guessing if you're a different Diablo, I'm sorry I got it wrong, but if it's hey.
we're pro Diablos here. We like old Diablos.
I don't know if we go around saying that, but that's the devil, Chris.
Well, I'm thinking of the game.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm definitely pro Diablo the video game, yes. But we got Vader, standard loadout Vader, starter pack Vader. I like that Vader. Then he's got Tomax with this barrage rocket Tomax Reimer, SL Deathfire, again bendy barrel roll Lieutenant Larir.
It's fun.
With sensitive controls, which that's a cool pre-move bendy barrel.
Oh my god,
that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then Academy Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Like, getting the squeezing the 6 ships in there is really interesting. I do wonder. I mean, like, so what could? I guess if you could bump up Larir and Reimer, you could bump Larir up to a 4-pointer and Reimer up to a 4-pointer as well, I guess, and do stuff. I mean, or you could drop the Academy Pilot and make Larir soon tier, right?
Yeah, 2 more points. Larir is 4. Yeah. Yeah, you can make him.
No, Larir's only 3 points, isn't he?
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
God, I think you're right. Yeah. So that'd be 5. So you could throw a 5-pointer in there.
I'm saying you could throw a soon tier Fel in there.
Oh yeah, Suit Tier is 5 points.
Drop the,
that's right.
If you drop the Academy pilot, you can bump up to Suit Tier Fell. I don't know if that's better. You're talking to the guy who has never put a real interceptor on a real table. So I don't know. You're talking to the other guy who also doesn't own the Sky Strike Academy pack. So I can't even, maybe I, if I could fly Lieutenant LaRear, I would love him, but I can't.
I think he's going by bodies. He has 3 bombers in there.
You're right. He's got a lot of bodies. I dig that. I dig some that.
Bodies. And the Vader
closes
it out.
I'm so into reading these Empire lists these days, truthfully, because I've been flying a lot of Empire.
And they have the cool standard loadout cars that we've been seeing, a nice mix of standard loadouts and then sometimes something else.
Yep.
There's a Rampage on here too. My gosh.
Rampage, whoa! Where?
Yeah, number 10.
Oh my Pope, god, you're right. Pope, the fucking, the Pope is out here playing X-Wing? Oh my god. It's the blessed list.
Yeah, you can't beat it. Or you go to hell. Oh, you go with Diablo. You go with Diablo.
Actually, no, I'll be honest. You can beat it because Popeman came 10th.
Very beatable.
Oh, man. We love you. But shout out to bringing Rampage? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Magna Tolvin is from Hot Shots 2, right? And that's the one when it does a red action, gets to do a white action, right?
Yeah. So
that's why it's a squad leader, so you can coordinate and still focus.
Then you could do like an evade, you know, maybe maybe hook up the Rampage. Oh,
did I send you that alt art I made where just plastered Sam's face on the.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. It's incredible stuff. So I'm into a lot of this stuff. Right below Popeman here, WASD Clicks list is a it's a CIS list with we got one HMP, two Magnagar protectors, three tri-fighters. Like, that's a really cool little you remember when I was flying the Oops All Clones list, Chris?
Yeah, you had success with that.
I had some success with it. I had a really good time with it, right? But the thing I liked was that aesthetically, I'm like, this looks like a squad of clones from the Clone Wars, right? There's a couple different ship chassis. They all have like a unified look. I'm really into it. This, to me, is the CIS equivalent of that, right? You get three unique looking like silhouettes of ships on the table because you got the HMP, which... nothing looks like the HMP, right? And then you get the two rogue class, and then you get the three tri-fighters. And you ever look at the tri-fighter model?
Like, they're so cool.
They're so cool. They have so many little details on them. They're truly, they're so small though, it's sometimes easy to miss that stuff. But if you ever look up online, especially Enigma Wargaming on Instagram does really great repaints of X-Wing ships.
Ridiculous.
Incredible work. But if you look at some of the repaints of Tri-Fighters, they really help the details pop out. And I totally recommend,
listener,
you're out there and you want to see some cool stuff, go on Instagram and search for Enigma Wargaming and just look at his repaints, but particularly seek out some CIS lists, right? Mm-hmm. There's also another guy, I believe he's from the UK. His name is Dom Flanagan, I want to say.
Okay.
He repaints a lot of his squads. He does really beautiful work. He's done CIS too. And again, Tri-Fighters, just beautiful work on the Tri-Fighters. But yeah, friend of the podcast, Liam Baker from the Sith Takers podcast and squad and stuff. His squad at Worlds was repainted, I believe, by Enigma Wargaming. So his stuff is up there. And he had this beautiful yellow and black tri-fighter that's really just gorgeous work.
That's cool. They make it pop.
Yeah, I love aesthetically. You know how I am about aesthetics of a list, right?
Yeah.
This list is awesome.
It's good looking.
I would fly this if I didn't give away my second rogue class to a friend of the podcast, Merrick, because I only wanted the one. I would fly this, but I only own one.
Vlad painted a couple of them for me that I want to. He painted like one of each.
Oh, nice! Shout out to Vlad.
Yeah, for the interceptors, like a.
Did you see his HMP?
No,
Oreo HMP.
Yes, I think I did. Yeah.
So for listeners, I don't have a picture of this, so I would post it. But he modded an HMP gunship to look like an Oreo. It's like cream in the middle and stuff. It's so funny. It was so cool. I was loving it. A lot of cool lists here from this. This seems like a really fun time. Any other lists you see on here that you want to dive into?
Nah, not really.
No,
I like the Curio one.
Yeah, that was another one that happened. This is Curio Cavern, which is down in Virginia. I've chatted with some of these folks online just because work takes me down to the Virginia area sometime. Mm-hmm. So someday I may try and meet up at their casual night, or there's another one in, it's another casual in, I want to say Richmond, Virginia, somewhere that I've been invited to show up at, basically. But yeah, this was another X-Wing Store Championship, and it had
some big names.
I mean, a lot of people we know on here. Yes, big names, but also just people we are. It's like Phil Karish is on here. We know him. He won PAX last year, 2 years ago. I don't know. Last year, I think.
Chris Allen has been holding the
Chris
fort
Allen
down.
Is on here.
Heaver's further down. Heaver must
Miguel,
have been
we know Miguel. He's on here.
Oh, where's Miguel? Oh, Miguel.
Miguel Justiano.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know him. So yeah, it's just folks we know here. But shout outs to them. They had a big one. This is the winner here again. Roll better name, Bento Baca. No idea who that is, but FO on top, Chris. It's the week of FO.
This is my
stars
day.
Stars have a lot. It must be a full moon or something like that.
This is my day. We got Midnight again. Who's coordinating now? Holy smokes. So this is two lists that that did fairly well with one of the ties coordinating. Interesting. Midnight.
And this is Biohexacrypt codes too here.
Yeah, so that's you could target lock somebody and coordinate them from like a million miles away or jam them. Although he has no jam, so never mind. But he could coordinate them from a million miles away, which is pretty cool.
But if he could figure out how to jam, he would.
Vonarag with Magpulse, Deuterium Cells, Lone Wolf, Marksmanship. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wylo with Advanced Optics, Concussion, Instinctive Aim, and the Brilliant Evasion. Mal with Magpulse, and Lehuser with Special Forces, Pattern Analyzer, and Proud. So it looks like he has a bunch of, this is almost like Crispy's No Fun Police. You have like three people who are taking away your tokens.
Yeah, except the Crispy list has, his list uses four ships.
Yeah. He's
ship in there.
I
just want to, the thing I want to shout out on this list specifically is you see it in a lot of FO lists, and I just think it's such an incredible combo, and it's the Pattern Analyzer plus Proud Tradition.
Yeah. Right?
It like fully eliminates, not fully, but like it all but eliminates the penalty of turning around in a way that is like so satisfying. It's satisfying to step through the ability stages too. Right, like just on a rule mechanics level for me, where they're like, "All right, I'm doing a 4K," and it's like, and then I get a pattern analyzer. When do I do my action? Now I've entered my perform action step, and because I have Proud Tradition, I can focus while stressed. Right, and it's just like this whole like nice, very clean, like step by step thing that I appreciate in wargaming in general. But I think it's really good, and also like it's just powerful, right? Like lock or roll plus focus is like super duper good.
Well, yeah, not only is it good, it's like. I mean, it's almost like you get, so we all like doing like cool maneuvers. So, right. You do an advanced.
Go on. Like, we sure do.
Yeah. So you're like, hey, I did a cool maneuver. And then now you're like, now I could actually do sometimes more actions than I could doing a normal maneuver.
Well, and on top of that, I love it on the SFs too, specifically because they have sloops, but they also have red one hards, like one turns are red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one turn is like Vonarag. One of the most powerful things about the TIE BA is its dial, right? Like TIE BA has an incredible dial, but specifically has blue one turns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the SF with the red turn, but plus pattern and proud, it like, it's almost like no penalty to do that one hard, right? Because you're like, I want to take the stress so that I can then do all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to get Muse back in the mix to strip the stress, right?
Oh God, that would be the one,
Muse is the one, right? That gets rid of
takes,
the
at the beginning of engagement. I think you take away the stress token or a red token. I think a stress.
Yeah, take away one stress token.
That'll be the two pointer that we've been all begging that they'll never happen. But FO
absolutely not. You don't know. You don't deserve a two pointer. No two pointers. No six pointers.
Speaking of CIS, what's the number four one? Matt T.
Matt T. Oh, hang on. Do you know Matt? Do you know of Matt?
Of course, man. Who doesn't know Matt? I bet you I know him by, like, when I see him or something.
I bet you don't. He's a really young guy. His dad, Larry, brings him to events. He was at PAX last year.
Oh,
he's the kid. He's the young guy. And it's always Nova's always on his birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout outs to Matt T.
Top four.
Larry was there as well. Larry, you gotta step your game up, bud. I got Larry down in 14th, but we're all rooting for Matt up here. Matt came fourth, and yeah, he's Matt loves to play CIS. I don't remember what he had at Nova, but I know he was there. Were you there for that where they made an announcement that Matt's dad Larry was giving him birthday money for every person that said happy birthday to him at Nova?
No way. I wasn't there.
So everyone was getting everyone to come say happy birthday to Matt.
Oh my God. Just to give him the bucks.
Just to give him the bucks. And then I not to spill too many beans like from just Discord chat, but he bought himself some stuff, but then he went and made a donation to the Nova charity. So,
oh, nice.
Kid, not only a good kid playing X-Wing, playing CIS, a cool list, but good kid, got a good heart doing good stuff for people. Right? So anyway, shout out to Matt. Great. Good list. I'm glad to see you made top four.
We like you,
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, I think they usually come to PAX too, so I'm sure we'll see them there.
Nice. Oh, overall, good tournaments.
Great tournaments. Great chatting with you, Chris. Anyone want to shout out? Oh, can we shout out our friends at Planning Phase Syndicate?
Yes, of course.
Yes, our friend JJ, friend of the podcast, who was a guest on here, invited Chris and I to join their live stream / podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But so we did that last night, so you can see or listen to that. I don't know how to do that, but Planning Phase Syndicate. Yeah, we'll, if there's a link, we'll put it in the show description here. But if not, you know, you just look them up on your podcast platform of choice. We will be on an upcoming episode of that. And we had a really good time where we chit-chatted about basically everything you could think of.
It was fun.
We had a nice time. Nice time. Thank you. Thank you, JJ, for inviting us. Thank you, Chris Tanner over there, for hosting us. Mm-hmm. A good time.
Definitely.
But
and may you all have good times out there on your store championships and fun casual nights. Yes. Enjoy X-Wing, everyone.
World season springs eternal here. Any events upcoming that we're looking forward to? I'm looking forward to, it's a ways off, but Disney, the charity event. Disney. I'm going to Disney World. I will be in Disney World from November 6th through 16th. But on November 18th is the East Coast Gamers in Toms River, New Jersey charity event. Benefits a local charity. Goes, do it for the children. But they always have a tremendous time there. Have a lot of fun. A lot of prizes for everybody. Everybody leaves with stuff. And the charity always leaves better off as well. So like super worth our time to do that. And you can come kick my butt at X-Wing because I will be sleepy from having been in Disney World for 2 weeks. So
yeah, there's a Legendary Realms as a store championship. Yes. That's in Montauk.
Well, that's not Long Montauk. Island.
Long Island.
On Long Island.
I think every time I say it's Montauk, you know why? Cause this is 294 East Montauk Highway. Then that's why, but yes, no excuse, Chris. 22nd Long Island. Be there. They will help you with public transportation and so forth. Yeah. But it's a store championship. And then I think, as far as I know, the last weekend of October, the Halloween weekend.
The spooky time.
East Coast Championships. East Coast Gamers will have a store championship on Saturday. And then one of our favorite stores, Red Seal Gaming, will have a store championship on that Sunday. And then Highlander is on November 12th.
Wow.
In New
Jersey. I'll be away for Highlander, so I won't be here for that. Mm-hmm. But sounds like if you, again, you're in the Tri-State area, come play X-Wing with us. We got a lot of events going on. We have a good time. But yeah, I got nothing else for this week. But Chris Daniel, thanks for joining me, man. This was great. I know we just did a podcast last night, but thanks for buckling up and doing another one.
Always a good time, brother.
Always a good time. But yes, I have been your host, Pete Lambro. This has been yet another X-Wing podcast, and we will catch you next week. Send us an email if you want to send us an email. yetanotherxwingpod@gmail.com. But other than that, we will catch you next week. Bye-bye. Burr, burr, burr.